Well, that was absolutely fantastic. I think for all those that took part today, those that were reading, where they come out on the stage, the boys and girls, their leaders, let's give them a round of applause as we celebrate the life that is ours in Christ. Wow. Wow. It's good. And what a wonderful garden we've had grown for us here in the last hour. Oh, I wish mine could look that good in an hour, don't you? But you see, this garden is a special garden. It's one that we call the Garden of the Empty Tomb, because it's the garden from which Jesus Christ came alive from the dead. And because Christ is alive from the dead, he wants to bring life to us all. And quite honestly, if we can't dance, and if we can't bang the backs of our chairs and clap our hands about that, then I don't know what on earth we can do it about, do you? But you see, this morning, my one question to leave you with, therefore, and it's only a very simple question: do you understand what the Garden of the Empty Tomb means? Or to put it in a perhaps a little bit more of a fun way for us this morning, has the penny dropped? Has the penny dropped as to what the Garden of the Empty Tomb means? You see, boys and girls, a lot of people don't know this, but when we say, has the penny dropped, what we're asking is this: have you finally understood what has happened? Now, normally when you drop something, it's not a good thing. If you're a cricketer and you drop a catch, not only do you play for England, but it's not a good thing. If you make a mistake, which we call dropping a clanger, that can upset people too, can't it? If you drop by and visit somebody unexpectedly, that can be a nightmare for them, can't it? Or maybe it's just when I visit, I don't know. But normally when you drop something, it's not a good thing. But when we drop the penny, when the penny is dropped, what we're saying is that we finally understand what has happened. And yet for Mary, the first person to see Jesus alive from the dead on that first resurrection Sunday, at first, she didn't understand. The penny would not drop for Mary. Now, normally on the back of our pennies, boys and girls, you will know we've got the face of the Queen. There she is, God bless her. 90 this year. She doesn't look it in that picture, does she? And that's there by design, because she doesn't want to look it. But I've got a few pennies this morning, just a few, just three very quickly, that I want to show you that will be on the back of Mary's coin, because she couldn't understand what had happened at the empty tomb. And the first one, if you put it up, was the sad face. Do you know why the penny wouldn't drop in Mary's life in terms of understanding that Jesus was alive? Because she came crying. She had a sad face. And through her tears, she couldn't see Jesus. Now, none of us are in tears this morning, not yet anyway, because I haven't finished yet. None of us are in tears, literally. But you know, many of us, boys and girls, we go through some tough times. We go through some struggles. We go through some things that we find difficult to understand and difficult to feel that they should be a part of our lives. And sometimes, let's be honest, through those difficulties, through those struggles, through our tears, we cannot see that Jesus is alive to help us with those hurts, to help us with those struggles, to help us through those difficulties. The penny just doesn't seem to drop that he's alive to help us with the very things through which we cannot see his presence or experience his life. I wonder this morning, whatever you're going through, wherever you are, whoever you are, wherever you happen to come from, is what's going on in your life this morning stopping you seeing that Jesus is alive to help you with it? But Mary didn't just have a sad face, did she? Mary also had what I'm going to call a bad face. It was very easy to fit it on there. Not bad in a sense. I mean, I've never seen a picture of Mary Magdalene, and neither would any one of you. I'm sure it was a very nice face. I'm sure it was a very kind face. But I mean bad face in the sense that she didn't see Jesus and the penny had not dropped because she had to turn around to see him. She was facing in the wrong direction. That's why the penny wouldn't drop. She had come to the tomb expecting to find a dead body. And you know the incredible thing? If she'd have found the dead body, she would have been satisfied. But she'd never been truly fulfilled, never been truly blessed. And we can come along to a morning like this, and it's brilliant. The children taking part, the songs that we sing, the enthusiasm that we nearly show. And we can think, well, that's enough. But to think that we can come along and hear about Jesus and not know Jesus, we got to turn around and put the right face on. So that the penny might drop in our lives and discover that there's more that God wants to give us than just the dead body of his son, but the very life of himself through the Holy Spirit today that wants to come and live and indwell us and work God's strength and power through us. Amen. I wonder this morning, has the penny dropped in that sense? Is all that you've seen this morning, the children that were on show? Is all that you've heard this morning, the songs that you've sung, the garden that's been wonderfully weaved together for us? Or has the penny dropped? And have we turned around and we've recognized that the reason that we're here is not simply to meet together, but to meet with him alive from the dead? There's one other face here I want to show you. It's what I call the mad face. Not mad. No, I'm talking about this one, not this one, all right? Not mad angry, but mad confused. Mad going out of your head, wondering what it is that's happened and where on earth it is they've put Jesus. Wasn't that Mary on that first Sunday of resurrection? Where is he? She was asking. And the angel said, do you remember? He is not here. He is. Isn't that interesting? He is not here. They didn't say he's over there. You got the wrong tomb. He is not here. He is risen. He's risen. And when we know Christ, when the penny drops, all the confusion is gone. All the doubt evaporates. All that we struggle with, we can be released from because he's here to strengthen and empower us for all that he wants us to do and to become. And we needn't be confused this morning. We have a risen Savior. And the thing that gets me about Mary is that she tried with all of her confusion to look for a human explanation for a miraculous event. He's not here. He's risen. And the angels were there to tell us, and still she couldn't get the hint. God dropped a hint, but the penny wouldn't drop for her. When angels are around, I think it's a clear sign that God's in the building, don't you? God's doing a work. God's saying something. Mary couldn't get it because, like so many people, the penny had not dropped, and she was looking for a human explanation for miraculous events. So many people do. Where did the world come from? Do you think it was a big bang? No. It was a word from God. And he said, let it be. Do you know why it's possible for you and I to know God this morning? Because Jesus Christ died in our place and came alive from the dead with the receipt for goods paid in his hand, so that as we trust ourselves to him, God works a miracle in us. Our sins are forgiven and we come alive in our spirit so that we can know God both now and forever. Mums and dads, aunts and uncles, boys and girls, can I ask you this morning, has the penny dropped? Because if it has, there's one other face that's here. What is that one? That is the glad face, isn't it? Because when God has worked his miracle in our lives, we have a glad face. People can see the difference. People can notice the change that God brings to us. That's why we're in a church. Do you think there would be a church if the penny had not dropped and Christ was not alive? There wouldn't be a church. There would be no need for a church. We'd have nothing to celebrate because our faith would be completely pointless, wouldn't it? That's why we meet on a Sunday. For thousands of years, God's people met on a Saturday to worship. Why the sudden change? Because on a Sunday, Jesus rose from the dead. And we meet together on a Sunday to worship Him because He is our living Lord and Savior. Can I ask you, boys and girls, when you go out in a minute, after we sung our last song, you're going to go out to your groups so that mums and dads can collect you from there. And I've given Joe, Esther, can you bring up my chocolate coins? Thank you. There we go, Esther. And I've given Joe a lot of chocolate coins so that you can have those coins as well as your chocolate egg this Easter to remind you as to whether the penny has dropped, that you know Jesus is alive, not just in the world, but in your experience and in your hearts. And for you adults here, I'm not going to give you chocolate because most of you are on a diet. What I'm going to do is I've got three little buckets here that Esther and Luke and Kathy will pass around during the last song, and they've got a real penny. Now, we're going to turn church on its head for a lot of people. Normally when something gets passed from person to person in the pew, we ask you to put money in it. Christ must be risen, because today I'm going to ask you to take a penny out of it as the offering comes to you. And I want you to take just one penny out. If you want to take more, well, that's between you and the Lord. But I want you to take one penny out and just look at it. And you won't have long to do it, because at the end, you've taken it out. There's a few little baskets I've put through that door there. And if the penny has dropped for you this morning, that Christ is alive and He's risen and everything can change for you because of that, can I ask you to drop the penny back in the other bucket on the way out? Listen, no. It's not because I want me money back, all right? This is not Paddy Power stuff this morning. I'm not here wanting me money back. I just want to get a sense as to whether for us here this morning that Christ is alive and it's real. Just put the penny in. If He's not, don't worry. Have the penny on me. Okay? But it'll be a way of doing it. I hope the penny's dropped. We've been blessed this morning with everybody that's taking part. Thank you, boys and girls. Thank you, fire leaders. And thank you, everyone, for coming.